It's 8:31 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Lytle will be gone today. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. And we'll need to switch Gary's there. 6-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 for approval. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And I know I visited with one or two of you. I think most of you are here. If you're here for the wind farm, at 8:45, we will also have in our regular board meeting public comment. And appreciate if you'd wait till then. Unless you have something for equalization, then you're more than welcome to visit with us now. But seeing none, we'll move on. Patty, I think we need a closed session for litigation. Would you like to talk a little bit about why we...
It's basically a Turk case.
It's a Turk case.
Up in Lincoln, yeah. So something that went through protest, and now it's going on further to the Tax Equalization and Review Commission.
Yes. So. And there is a possibility of, as you can see, the next item of approving something after our close session. But Patty did visit with Roger, and for discussion purposes for litigation for this case, we will be – I will entertain a motion to go into closed session at 8:33.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, second and by Byers. And we'll be going in closed session for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of individual. Vote 6-0. So we're going to have to ask you all to step out for a few minutes while we have this discussion.
Yeah, wait till they leave. He kind of looks
down. Yeah.
Get out of here. He has been cabin. He might make a mistake.
I was waiting for the paddle stick, that rattle paddle.
Oh. Do they still use hot shot shockers?
Here.
Oh. Use those. You have one of those.
Man.
I didn't realize they were enough for everybody here. There's a couple that way.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the beach.
Oh. And pass them on.
This is...
Mic's on. Okay. Entertain a motion to come out of executive session at 8:59.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, second by Hill. Vote. You don't change yet. You want to come out of executive session or yeah? Vote is 6-0 in favor. Next, up on the agenda, item on the agenda, approve or disapprove adopting confession of judgment on case number 14C231.
I would move to accept standard appraisal's recommendation to go to $875,000 on this property.
Second.
I have a motion by Hill and a second by Byers. Now, Patty, would you fill us in on this a little bit?
Basically, this is Gage County Industrial LLC. It's a two-year Turk case. Turk has been way behind on getting these cases because they've had a lot from Douglas and Lancaster. So this is a 2014 case. That now came to, it came to the county board, and the hearing date would be March 29th. So my appraiser, Daryl Stannard, has been in contact with Mr. Chalua and have got some more information concerning the income stream. So we have a new figure now, and like I said, it is a two-year-old case. So
this in 2014, this was valued. The buildings and the land was valued at $1,156,150. Mr. Chalia and this property, they requested a valuation of $724,635. They protested, or they did protest in front of the Board of Equalization. The board at that time set a value of $979,660. He did file at that time with Turk. It has been sitting up there for
2 years.
2 years, just because of some issues they've been having up there and the amount of time it's been taking them. In the meantime, Daryl Standard, who is our hired appraiser for the commercial properties, has been visiting with him off and on, and he has come forward with some more income figures that he did not present to the Board of Equalization back in 2014. Based on that information and what Daryl has reevaluated, Daryl and Patty now are recommended an $875,000 valuation figure. Terry.
Now, just keep in mind, at the time, 2014, we requested that information and never received it. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
That was requested by when he had the hearing in front of our three-member board. That was requested. It was also requested in front of, I think, the full board, and that was not some of the information that has came forward now was not presented at that time. Any more comments or questions? Well, one other comment. Eric Thiemann will not be, he did not take part in the discussion in there. He will not be voting on this because he is a conflict of interest with renting some property and doing some work out there on that building. So when he does not vote, there's a reason why and stuff. So, and we did have that discussion in closed session with Roger, and no, Eric cannot be a part of this vote or whatever. So we do have a motion for the 875. We have a second. Any more discussion? Vote. Oh, we got some abstaining here. Team and abstain, not Juergens. Yeah. Okay. Three in favor. Juergens voting against, Hill 4, Bauman against, Dorn 4, and Byers 4. So it's 3-2 vote. Anything else, Patty?
I got a question for Roger. A 3-2 vote does pass it, right?
Yeah. You've got one absent, one.
Okay. We've got a quorum and we've got a majority.
Yeah. Okay. And team and abstaining and Lytle absent, yes. Nothing else?
Nope. I need to get with Roger now, right, as far as the letter.
I'll prepare the motion and bring it down for your review.
And this this evaluation is scheduled for March 29th, right, to be heard in front of the full Turk board.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like I said, I do have six cases coming up on March 15th. So if anybody wants to go along, you're welcome. Those are single commissioner hearings. So,
okay. Anything else for Board of Equalization?
Myron, I have a couple things. One, Patty, question, just because the gentleman's here that brought it up before and I had written a statement from last time. Those tax statements that go out. There's sometimes people have a hard time reading this. Does that all happen at the state level? Is there anything we can do locally to clarify,
March
provide any more
yes.
information
tax
on those,
statements?
The tax statements that
come
out?
That would be Lori.
So that's
yeah, I send out the I send out the valuation notices in May, and Lori sends out the tax statements when
so the board doesn't handle that. You don't handle that. That is the treasurer's office. Okay. And then secondly, when did they do the pictometry flyover? There's a bill that comes, $8,300 bill came. When did they do that flyover?
They will be doing it now between, they've got four planes scheduled for Gage County as long as the snow stays off the ground. He's going to call me probably at the latter part of this month.
Okay.
So there will be four planes in the air. And that's just the down payment on that. So.
Okay. Thank you.
He's going to let me know when they will be flying, but it'd be best if we don't have any snow on the ground, which Gage County doesn't right now, so it'd be perfect, but maybe in the next 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We'll adjourn the Board of Equalization at 9:05, and we will go into our Board of Supervisors meeting at 9:05. I'll call the meeting to order. We'll